Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You don't see the federal government screaming bloody murder when Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.tv gets a distributed denial of service attack. No, in fact, the Pentagon the last 2 years, and Kurt Nimmo's written articles about this linking to it, has talked about how they're going to attack websites in the U.S. and also send out fake bloggers to create disinformation. We have Cass Sunstein at the White House saying the same thing. And then some will say, well, if the government wanted to shut your site down, they'd just do it. Well, a lot of this is just testing out their systems. Was it a corporation that did it? What is it we covered yesterday? Was it the Greenland situation that we had the leader of the member of parliament who successfully got the referendum passed in Iceland? I always say Greenland. In Iceland, saying no to the banks fully raping them financially. There's another article up on Infowars.com. Brit Army of Spies. Private Army of Spies gets illegal snoop power. Print that for me. I'd seen that this morning, but had forgotten to cover it. We've got Dick Russell, co-author of Jesse Ventura's book, American Conspiracies, coming up in the next segment. We've got Ventura on Friday. Look at this. California watchdog sees climate policy job losses. Reuters. Even the fake greenies taking over the economy, deciding who can have a factory, who can have jobs, admit it'll make them lose jobs. California is likely to see modest job losses in the near term from its aggressive climate change policy due to higher energy costs and other factors, the state independent legislative analyst office said. And they're moving to put big taxes on supposed gas guzzlers, similar to what's in the London Telegraph today. Fuel bills will pay for eco upgrades. More than 10,000 homes a week will be given eco upgrades under government plans to make every home in Britain environmentally friendly. And that means charging you for water that's always been free there because you have so much water in England. And smart thermostats that control the inside of your house. Austin Energy didn't ask us last year. They just came on the side of the building and put it in. They can control our thermostat, and they say they may. California's already got these in place. It's like a prisoner. It's like I'm living in San Quentin or something. If the government wants to control the thermostat, they can. That's land of the free, home of the brave. And, here's a government-funded laptop for your school kid. We're going to watch you at home. Oh, yeah. Isn't that great? Isn't that just special? Here's another one. Airport body scans breach rights, UN expert says. I love how the UN always pushes this stuff, but now the other side of their mouth says they're against it. A UN expert on Tuesday said the growing use of full body scanners in airport security was a breach of individual rights. Well, yeah, British law says it breaks child porn laws. Same thing in the U.S. But again, take a photo of your daughter in a bikini in the pool, you go to jail. Not even illegal, you still go. But you actually videotape people naked in their homes without a warrant, hey, that's no big deal. And they just throw it in your face. The use of full body scanners, which reveals graphic details of the human body, including the most private parts of all, is a very easy violation of human rights. Martin Scheinen, the UN Special Rapporteur of the Protection of Human Rights, said that in the fight against terrorism, scanners were both ineffective means of prevention and excessive intrusion into individual privacy. Yeah, it doesn't even hide bombs. But see, it doesn't matter. It makes Chertoff a lot of money. So, and it goes on from there. We're going to get back into that in the next hour in this article by Paul Joseph Watson at PrisonPlanet.com. Perversion is fine so long as you're in a position of authority. Also, China says they're unsure on global warming's cause, but they're going to stick to their new carbon taxes, which are non-existent, because they want the U.S. to go ahead and put them in so all our jobs shut down. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, breaking down the amazing new hardcover book, Jesse Ventura with Dick Russell, American Conspiracies.
Hi, Alex has been encouraging you to get food. Well, here's an unbelievable chance for you to jumpstart your food savings plan from eFoodsDirect.com. Anyone placing food orders on the large volume production run scheduled for the week of March 22nd can get a lot of food for very little cost. For example, with each pre-production order of 3 7-day responders, they'll ship a fourth week of food free. That's buy three, get one free. They'll take orders from now until March 22nd. The following week, they'll produce huge runs of the pre-ordered food, passing the savings to you in this buy three, get one free program. Folks, this is the best chance to stock up you'll ever see. Another example, buy 9 months worth of food and get 3 months free. You've got to go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for the food buy of a lifetime. Or call 800-409-5633. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
In today's world, a product comes along that revolutionizes the way we live, work, and play.
MaxFit makes your hands go wow. MaxFit makes your hands go wow.
MaxFit Gloves is the next generation of Thin Glove technology and makes everything you do with your hands feel easier without losing the ability to touch and feel.
Wow!
Whether you're working in your garden, moving furniture, driving a car, or opening a jar, MaxFit has thousands of uses.
It helps the grip or break hands.
It even helps me play my video games better.
Wow! From the moment you slip your hand into a MaxFit Glove, you'll experience the ultimate in grip, comfort, dexterity, and health.
MaxFit.
For more information on the next generation of Thin Glove technology, go to MaxFitGloves.com. That's M-A-X-F-I-T Gloves.com. And use the promo code RADIO to get a special deal.
Wow. MaxFit makes your hands go.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We are 1 hour, 8 minutes into this Wednesday edition, the 10th day of March 2010. For the next 50 minutes or so in this hour, we're joined by the co-author of several of Jesse Ventura's books, Dick Russell. He also wrote the bestseller, Don't Start the Revolution Without Me. When I got an advanced copy of this book a month ago, I was very impressed with it. I think it's Ventura's best book, and I've read Don't Have Time to Bleed, and I've also read, of course, Don't Start the Revolution Without Me. I remember 4 years ago giving Ventura my documentary films. He said, yeah, my son's already educated me some on this. But I'm very honored to be at least part of Ventura's latest education in reality. I mean, he's always been a rebel, always questioned the system, an amazing individual. So I don't want to say that Ventura's son and myself woke him up, but we certainly contributed to him having a crash course in the true reality that the establishment media calls conspiracy theory. I mean, I remember 2002, I was saying Saddam didn't have WMDs. I was having former weapons inspectors on, former top CIA analyst on Iraq on, and the media was calling me and my and other guests conspiracy theorists. And, I mean, here's an ABC News article. I was on Geraldo Rivera Saturday. U.S. military wanted to provoke war with Cuba. Military drafted plans to terrorize U.S. cities to provoke war with Cuba. Staged terror attacks, staged shootings, bombings, hijacked jets by remote control. And I held up the actual Operation Northwoods document. In fact, give me a document cam shot on that, guys, for the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. And I held up Northwoods, I held up ABC News, and Geraldo's co-host just said I was a conspiracy theorist. She said, how dare you make these allegations? These are not allegations. Right here, I've got a Army Field Manual FM-31-20-3, How to Stage Terror Attacks. This was in use from 1994 to 2004. Army Field Manual. I mean, here's ABC News, stage terror attack plans. But they don't care. They just call it a conspiracy theory. And I've been watching Ventura on the Today Show and on other programs. We've got them posted up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, all those different videos. And they always say, well, this is your opinion or this is your conspiracy theory. And Ventura says, no, I may speculate at the starting or the end of a chapter, but everything in here is government documents and provable information. And it is an encyclopedia of really Ventura's research and Dick Russell's research as well. Dick's been researching true reality for a long time. So I want to walk through some of the chapters, and for the rest of the hour, Dick Russell and the censorship by the Huffington Post. But I want to just add, this book is available. We bought 3,000 of these. We've already sold 1,000. And we just now started shipping it earlier in the week. And you get a free DVD film, Loose Change Final Cut or Reflections and Warnings, free with the book. No one can offer you that deal because I want you to have this book, and I also want to fund and expand our operation. We're in an info war here. You're our supply line supporting us. It says the first not alone nut, John Wilkes Booth, Chapter 2, The Big Money Plot to Overthrow FDR. That was the Nazi takeover plan with George Bush Sr.'s father. 3, The Kennedy Assassination, Biggest Cover-Up of My Lifetime. 4, The Assassination of Malcolm X. 5, The Murder of Dr. Martin Luther King. 6, The Assassination of Robert Kennedy. 7, Watergate Revisited, The CIA's War Against Nixon. 8, The Jonestown Massacre. 9, October Surprise, The First Stolen Election. 10, Your Government Dealing Drugs. 11, The Stolen Elections of 2000, 2004, and Almost 08. 12, What Really Happened on September 11th. 13, The Wall Street Conspiracy. 14, The Secret Plan to End American Democracy. Epilogue, Further Reading Notes. This is Jesse Ventura's best book, in my opinion, and we are very honored to have Dick Russell, co-author and researcher with Ventura, on with us. Dick, good to have you here.
Thanks, Alex. Good to be with you today.
Is this your favorite Ventura book?
Well, I really enjoyed working with him on his autobiography, the memoir of his years as governor, and then what happened after that when he went to Harvard and was, you know, censored, basically taken off the air at MSNBC because he was, quote, too controversial. I mean, that was a lot of fun, and that was the book that Don't Start the Revolution Without Me. But this one, American Conspiracies, is really close to my heart and his, and for many, many years I've been researching, saving material on these subjects, and did some fresh interviews along with Jesse also for this book. And so, I'm thrilled to have it out there. And he's masterful on TV and believes deeply in that we've got to get the truth out about a lot of the things that the government's been covering up for many, many years. And so it's great to have collaborated with him on this.
Well, Dick, this is a hardcore book. I mean, I've read it now almost twice. I've almost gone through it a second time. And I agree with the analysis in this book. There's deep research here because I've been researching this for 16 years, 14 on air. And, you know, I'm kind of one of the grand poobahs of this whole, quote, genre, as the media would call it. It's really just investigating reality. And, I mean, you guys aren't pulling any punches here. And we see Jesse Ventura getting more and more hardcore. I mean, that's the only word.
Well, yeah, I mean, he is, and telling the truth, I mean, putting this book together, it was kind of scary to me. I mean, the fact that when you look at the history of the last, you know, especially 40, 50 years, really starting, with the CIA getting so much power in the 50s, but then with the Kennedy assassination, on through these various events, and you look at what's really been going on in the country, leading up, you know, finally culminating with the years of George W. Bush and the two stolen elections and nearly a third, and then the cover up around 9/11. And I mean, it is indeed heavy duty. And I know that Jesse told me at one point that his wife Terry was kind of scared by the whole thing. And but I feel like it's crucially important for the American people to to take an alternative view, to realize that what we've been told all these years is not necessarily the accurate truth. What we read in the history books, what the kids are being taught, and so, you know, it's time for this alternative picture to emerge, and for people to start raising questions that they hadn't before.
Well, cutting right to the bone here, the establishment in literally hundreds of publications a week, and I'm sure you've noticed this, Dick, is panicking. They're saying these conspiracy people are taking over the whole culture. It's crazy. No one believes the mainstream media or the government anymore. These people are nuts. There's no world government. There's no government drug dealing. There's no lying about WMDs. And they're only digging the hole deeper for themselves. They can't set the parameters of reality anymore. And so there's a total loss of confidence in the system, and the system is only resorting to more name-calling, and that old trick of calling us conspiracy theorists isn't working anymore.
Well, yeah, I think that's true. I mean, starting with the Kennedy assassination, where, you know, you have all these the only books that are going to get reviewed by the establishment media are the ones that come out and say that, yeah, the Warren Commission was right and Oswald did it alone. But the fact is, I think the last figure I saw was 75% to 90% of the American people don't believe that. They know it was some kind of conspiracy. And you start there with this terrible event that really changed the course of American history back in 1963, and you go on up to today. And you know, the fact is the public is getting wise to this, and yet the media, of course, are going to continue to, which are mostly corporate-owned, as I'm sure most of your listeners know, are going to continue to promulgate the fact, or not the fact, but promulgate the notion, the false notion, that none of these things have ever happened.
Now, did you work on this book in the U.S. with Ventura, or did you do this down at the beach? It seems he told me you were down there visiting with him in Mexico.
Yeah, well, both. I've been, especially for our first book together, we did a lot of that in Mexico. I would go to, I have a place there, my friends do, that I stay in sometimes in the winter, and was there for 6 months for the first book, and we would meet every week, and I would interview him and then transcribe the tapes, and we put the book together like that. For this book, I did more of it in the U.S. because this is where my files are, and then he and I would communicate on the phone, and I would go out to Minneapolis, in this case, that area where he lives, and we would go over things together.
When we were shooting Conspiracy Theory out in California, I came into the hotel and was checking in, and Ventura came up behind me. He was checking in at the same time, and we were talking, and he said, "Alex, I just got back from Alaska. My head is spinning. This stuff just gets deeper and deeper." And, again, I mean, Ventura 30 years ago knew about the JFK situation, so it's not like he's just now waking up. But to see him opening up to the full research and really digging into it, he told me that when he's down in Mexico, he on average reads 15 books or so, and Jesse really is becoming what the media would call a conspiracy theorist.
Well, I guess that's true. Of course, you know, as he said, and I'm sure he'll tell you when you have him on later in the week, you know, what he wants is the fact that in 100 years from now, when people realize that there was an alternative view than what we're getting in the Orwellian history books, and you know, and he's very dedicated, you know, reader. I mean, he does indeed study. He's an extremely intelligent man. He's a very creative thinker. Clearly, you know, far beyond most people who've been in just the wrestling arena. Otherwise, he would never have been elected governor of Minnesota. And so he really does pay attention to these things. And you know, I think is making a real difference with putting his views out there.
Well, I have a variant on that, and that's what I told Texas Monthly in this month's issue at the end of the article. I don't just want people in 100 years, and that's important. I want people in 20 years because we lay out just how illegitimate and unaccountable this power structure is globally, that as things get worse and worse, we put out an alternative view of what really happened so that people understand the type of tyranny and corruption we're dealing with so we have a chance to remove it.
Well, of course. So do I. Otherwise, there's no reason to do the book really now. I mean, you know, the book is hopefully going to catch the attention of a lot of people and make people think in a different way than maybe they did before they read it. And sure, I'm hoping that's true as we speak.
Dick Russell, co-author, researcher with Jesse Ventura on the new, already bestseller, American Conspiracies, number 7 on the Amazon charts. But you want to get it, at InfoWars.com as you get a free film with it. I want everybody to read this book. We'll be back and get into the book. We'll ask Dick his favorite chapters or the most scary chapters in the book.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. The multiple federal stimulus packages have been an utter failure, unless you're an executive for AIG, large banking, or investment institution. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? People like you and I can't go to Washington for a bailout. Having your hard-earned money in the stock market or any other related paper asset is a lose-lose proposition. Lose on your capital investment, and when you cash out, you're paid in the dollar that is losing value every day. One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter Kronschnabel, 800-686-2237, extension 108.
What's your home worth? How can you compare local real estate agents? And how do you get MLS listings for the entire country?
If you're thinking of buying a home to take advantage of a tax credit or selling your house, you first need to see an incredible website called HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com will help you find a realtor to buy or sell a home. It's so easy, and best of all, it's free. At HomeGain.com, you can compare realtors anonymously, receive customized proposals, see consumer reviews, then select the best realtor for you. Go to HomeGain.com and get an instant home value estimate, view comparable homes, and check out street views. HomeGain.com has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and contains a wealth of information, like their home improvement tool that helps you determine which home improvements to make to increase your home's value. See the top 12 home improvements right now at HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Look for Max, the orange home gain gorilla, to help you find a realtor or with any other real estate needs you might have at HomeGain.com, your real estate connection. Is it safe to breathe anymore? Crowded public places, global pandemics, and news reports of potential new strains of bacteria and viruses make you wonder, what if there was a germ-killing nasal spray that acted almost like hand sanitizer for your nose? There is. It's called Sinofresh Homeopathic Nasal Spray, and it's a proven germ killer. Sinofresh is a revolutionary doctor-recommended nasal spray that kills a broad spectrum of viruses, bacteria, molds, and fungi on contact in your nose. Sinofresh causes no drug interactions, no loss of smell, no rebound congestion, contains no alcohol, is non-habit forming, and is safe for daily use. Sinofresh must be a part of your family survival plan. Go to GCNlive.com now and click on the Sinofresh banner. The first 1,000 customers to click on the Sinofresh banner and purchase Sinofresh antiseptic nasal spray are instantly registered to win a free 24-bottle case. Go to GCNlive.com and click on Sinofresh. Breathe free, breathe safe. Use Sinofresh. It works.
Dick Russell, Jesse Ventura, New York Times bestselling author, American Conspiracies, he's our guest. I want to get into different chapters in the book with you, Dick, today, and I appreciate you spending time with us. I know you're busy, but I was pretty, well, actually, I wasn't that shocked, but when you emailed us yesterday to let us know, and I appreciate you doing that, that the Huffington Post had sent the Ventura article into the Orwellian memory hole. What happened there?
Yeah, it was a very bizarre, to me, very bizarre thing that happened. The Huffington Post had asked for for a series of, you know, pieces with to run with excerpts from the book over the next couple of weeks. And the first one was fine. It was about, you know, the whole drug situation. And of course, Jesse has commented publicly that he'd like to see marijuana legalized, for example. And, you know, it would take care of a lot of the problems with that we're seeing with big money and all of that. But what happened with the second piece? The second piece was called What Really Happened on September 11th. And the intro to it was simply reporting the fact, and Jesse and I worked on this together, that, you know, while you didn't see anything about it in the mainstream media, there was this conference in San Francisco a couple weeks ago where more than 1,000 architects and engineers signed a petition demanding that Congress start a new investigation into the destruction of the three the Twin Towers and Building 7 on September 11th. Okay, and then it cuts to an excerpt from the book getting into the – just raising the question, you know, could there have been – something other than those hijacked planes that brought down the towers, and could there have been controlled demolition involved? Okay, so this gets this goes up on the Huffington Post yesterday morning on the front section, picture of me and Jesse, and then then suddenly later in the morning it's moved to the back, and I went to check it. I don't know, around 11 o'clock in the morning yesterday, and there was this disclaimer in it that, "Editor's note. The Huffington Post editorial policy laid out in our blogger guidelines prohibits the promotion and promulgation of conspiracy theories, including those about 9/11. As such, we have removed this post." So all that was left were the 65 comments that had already come in from people in response to it. And, you know, again, it really stunned me and made me think, wow, the Huffington Post, I mean, I admire Arianna Huffington and generally what they do with this, and even the, you know, this internet blog is suddenly, who's talking to these people? Is this order coming down from on high, or what's really going on? So Mark Crispin Miller put out the piece and you know, got into the fact of what had happened, but I was really shocked by it, and it just makes you wonder, how far does all this go? I mean, you got the mainstream media, which won't even cover any of this stuff, certainly will not review the book, and then this happens on the Huffington Post. I mean, what do you think?
Well, there are peer-reviewed, as you know, Dick, journals of scientists, of physicists going over Building 7's collapse. NIST has had to admit, after years of denying it, it was free fall. They say thermal expansion. They don't know why this happened. No other steel buildings ever did this. You have 1,000 architects and engineers in an international web telecast meeting to put on their evidence. You have, depending on how you look at the number two or number three guy in the Japanese government, right under the president of the Diet, who we've had on before, being demonized in the Washington Post.
Right.
You have former German defense minister Andreas von Bülow saying clearly this was a staged event. And you have all these questions. They can't just come out and say that, oh, it's a conspiracy theory, where, depending on the poll, 36% to 84% in scientific polls, it varies widely, don't believe the official story, and you have 6 of the 10 9/11 commissioners saying that there was a lot of deception and cover-up that was going on.
Well, yeah, the 9/11 Commission, I think, has been shown, even in a recent book by this guy Farmer, who was part of it, that, you know, there was a huge cover-up on the level of the Warren Commission, if not worse, and, you know, they would only examine the evidence that led to the conclusion that they had already preconceived, and that the Bush administration had appointed Zelikow to run it, who was, you know, one of their people. I mean, you know, what's going on? I mean, you can, if you think about it, to say that the 9/11 attacks were done by bin Laden and these 19 members of al-Qaeda, isn't that a conspiracy theory? I mean, weren't Bush and Cheney putting out a conspiracy theory? Really, I mean, it just makes no sense to me that the Huffington Post would react this way.
I have never, in 8 years of 9/11 Truth, seen the media demonizing 9/11 Truth, spending more time on 9/11 Truth like they are now. To the point that I said in the last 3 months, I believe they're going to stage attacks on government buildings, and that's in Northwoods, fake shootings, and try to demonize 9/11 Truth, because they kept saying 9/11 Truth is violent, and we've never been violent, and I saw them getting the public ready for it, and so voila, it happens. But when we come back, I want to ask you, Dick Russell, why is the system so scared of 9/11 Truth and asking questions generally? Then I want to walk through some of the chapters in the book and ask you what you think the best chapters or the most informative or the most well-documented chapters are in the book. He is the co-author of two books with Jesse Ventura. And his latest is American Conspiracies. He's Dick Russell joining us now. Long segment coming up.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, we are here live. Ladies and gentlemen, you can get Jesse Ventura's book on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com for $19.95. That's $5 off the retail price. And get a Loose Change Final Cut DVD or Reflections and Warnings film free. Choose the free film you want at InfoWars.com. I saw a Nightline special the other evening demonizing 9/11 Truth, and they said 9/11 Truthers claim that the 9/11 Commission says that there were questions, but that's not true. And they cut to Lee Hamilton saying, no, it was quite conclusive, everything. Total lie. Six of the ten are in newspapers, have written books. Farmer, one of the head lawyers, says it was all a fraud. The Pentagon was, quote, in a criminal cover-up, that there should be criminal investigations. That's in the Washington Post. But Nightline thinks you're so stupid that they sit there and deceive you. And then they showed a clip from American Conspiracies author Jesse Ventura on Conspiracy Theory, his TV show, number one on cable, above all the major news shows on all the other cable shows except for Fox. Number one news show on True TV, number one above all the networks except for Fox. So really number two overall, but number one for a new show out of the gates, and maybe Ventura will have news for us on the TV show, whether it's been picked up. I mean, I know, but I'm not going to say. He probably won't say, so we'll just leave it till we'll leave the good news or the bad news, whatever the news is, for the future. But that's why the system is losing so much credibility, because many Americans have read 9/11 commissioners saying there was a cover-up, there were lies. Dick, I mean, doesn't the system understand what they're doing to themselves with this type of continued deceit? And in the piece, they demonized Ventura, saying these conspiracy theories are getting so popular, even Jesse Ventura is doing it.
Well, you know.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
yes, sir.
It doesn't surprise me. I mean, you got to figure that you know, the media. My phone seems to be losing its juice here, but can you?
Yeah, I can hear you, Dick. Do you have a landline you can pick up?
Let me. This is the only landline I've got. Alex, if you call me back in. Let's see, what should we do?
I'm going to put you on hold and let you handle it with my producers.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. That's why when I get set up to be a guest on Coast to Coast AM or something, even though I've been going on for 5 years, 6 years, they will say, you're on a landline, correct? And you're on a not a cordless, because number one, cordlesses don't have as good audio, and they run out on you on air. So that's a 101 that we ask guests, and then we will avert many of these problems. But regardless, it's technology, and this is just what goes on. It seems like phone quality and electronics quality just keeps going down and down and down as a society. Let me go ahead, since we're doing this now, and shift gears into some other subjects. Jesse Ventura, again, will be joining us for a full hour off a hard line from his home in Minnesota on Friday. Okay. Continuing, it's not just the censorship of Jesse Ventura's article. It's not just the calls for internet censorship. It's just not the distributed denial of service attack that we were under yesterday and continuing into today. There is an attempt, as Cass Sunstein at the White House says, to restrict free speech, period. And that's because the system now admits that, quote, conspiracy theories are taking over. It's not conspiracy theories. It's a loss of confidence in the system from lies about WMDs and lies about banker bailouts and stolen elections and the CIA crashing airplanes full of pure cocaine in Mexico. The people know the truth. We've got Dick Russell back. Dick, you heard the point I was making before your phone cut out about, again, the system really seems to be panicking right now.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's good reason for it. I mean, people are finally starting to wake up and realize that, indeed, if the Bush administration would take us under false pretenses into the war in Iraq, obviously in 2000 the Supreme Court handed them the election and there was a lot more going on than that. A lot of questions being raised about September 11th and whether at the very least, I mean, all the warnings, at least we know that publicly, that mainstream media couldn't avoid that, that there were so many warnings coming in that something was going to happen that were completely ignored by the Bush people. Whether they then orchestrated it, of course, that's a taboo question, but very much an open question in my mind. But the fact is that most of the corporate media will not look at these things, just as they've never looked at the earlier assassinations and whether there were more than Oswald and Sirhan and James Earl Ray and involved. And that's what, of course, we're trying to do in American conspiracies is bring these things more into the light and at least have people thinking about it and raising questions that you're just not going to see done in the mainstream media.
So where do you see this going as more and more of the public discover they've been lied to and the establishment media and government and corporate line is you're a conspiracy theorist?
Well, I think things are getting more and more polarized. I mean, people really should be calling for new investigations into what happened. I'm not saying that there's going to be a legitimate response to this, but if enough people do it and are ready to take to the well, I would say take to the streets, you know, for some kind of real action. And
to get the truth out about what we've been told, and also, you know, in terms of getting out there and pushing for the healthcare reform, for doing something about global warming, all these things, I believe, should be getting much more of a citizen response. And right now, I guess we're just all, many of us are too comfortable to do it. But I think people's eyes are being opened, and, you know, it's going to get interesting in the next few years.
Well, see, Dick, separately, you know, Jesse did an investigation of supposed man-made global warming, and he believed in it as well, like you just said you do. And that's fine. You're welcome to your research and your opinion. But then he did find massive evidence of them cooking the books in ClimateGate. Are you concerned about that?
Well, here's what I'm concerned about. I'm much more concerned about the fact that a lot of these big oil and coal companies have bought and paid scientific experts, you know, who are coming out and claiming that the very strong evidence that the International Panel for Climate Change and others have come to, that it's very real. But they've bought these guys, they're hired guns, and to me, that's a much bigger conspiracy. I mean, you know, I don't believe in cap-and-trade legislation or solution is going to make that much of a difference. And yes, I've read, certainly companies like Goldman Sachs are planning to make a killing off this, and I'm opposed to that. I don't think it's a real solution, but, you know, it is a very real situation and something that we got to be hip to and looking to do something about.
Dick Russell, co-author with Jesse Ventura of Don't Start the Revolution Without Me, a New York Times bestseller, and already a bestseller, only officially out since Monday, so we're 3 days in, American Conspiracy. Dick, bottom line, we do have serious environmental crises from my research, like genetic engineering, open-air planting of these pharmacological crops, but I see nothing being done about that. Instead, a call to tax carbon dioxide that plants breathe. But expanding on the book, there's so many alternate views of history, so much evidence of government lies in many of the pillars of historical development. How did you guys pick the 14 chapters that you wrote about in the book?
Well, I think they were the most clear examples of cover-up and of major events that have changed the course of our American history. And, you know, we could have looked at other things. We could have taken on maybe UFOs or, you know, I'm not saying that there are not other important subjects to be looked at. But these seemed like the ones that really make a huge difference in all our lives. And, for example, the stolen elections of recent years that allowed the Bush administration 2 terms.
And from my research, it doesn't matter whether you see yourself as a conservative or a liberal. If an election is stolen, it's stolen. And there's no doubt the 2000 and 2004 elections were rigged. Let's talk about that chapter in the book.
Yeah, I think that chapter has some of the new evidence that's really going to be compelling to people. You know, I'll tell you a personal story. I ran into John Kerry. Of course, he ran for president in 2004 at a fundraiser thing in Boston, and I talked to him for a little bit, and I asked him if he was aware, because I had done a piece with Bobby Kennedy Jr. In Rolling Stone about the electronic voting machines and the theft of the election, and he said, I know I won the election. But by the time my lawyers, he went on, could come up with a smoking gun in Ohio, it was too late. So, you know, my thought after that was, well, if Kerry knows this, then how come he's never spoken out publicly about it? I mean, wouldn't this be something that you'd at least want the American people to know? In my research into this and working with Governor Ventura on it, we came across this really interesting story of a guy named Michael Connell, who was the IT guy, the computer guy, the expert for Karl Rove for some years. And strong evidence, and I interviewed several people about this, and there's a lawsuit in Ohio that brought him into it as well, that he was directly involved in rigging the 2004 election in Ohio, which of course decided the election, and you had Secretary of State Blackwell, who was very much involved with the Bush people in doing this, and that they had this, I'm not going to get into all the details of computer, you know, what they call a man-in-the-middle plan, but they had this whole system set up where they could send the votes from the various Ohio precincts or districts to a voting machine out in Chattanooga, Tennessee, run by another operative. They could have apparently been then sending this on to even to the war room in the White House, but they were changing votes that night. and changing them in such a way that Bush was going to win Ohio, at least technically speaking. And this guy Connell continued to work for the Republican Party, and as late as 2008, not too long before the election, he was called before this, called into court to give a deposition in this case that had been brought by some people in Ohio about what had happened there. And he was stonewalling to some degree, but apparently ready to talk. And there's pretty strong indications that Karl Rove, who was saying a week before the 2008 election that McCain still pulled this out, that when Connell was called in to give a deposition the day before the election, that they decided, hey, wait a minute, you know, we can't go forward with this. Plus, Obama's probably got too big a lead. If we try to steal this one too, with Connell and others that are manipulating the computers, we're going to be found out. And so suddenly, the night before, Rove wrote a column indicating, saying that no, Obama's going to win by a relative landslide. So there was a possibility they were going to try to steal that election too. And then what happens to Mike Connell? About a month later, he's flying back in his private plane from Washington, D.C. to Ohio, where he lived, and the plane goes down under very suspicious circumstances, and Connell is killed. So rack that up with another mysterious death in this whole process, of which there have been many, you know, dating back to the Kennedy assassination, certainly.
Absolutely. Let's get into some of the other sections. Your government is dealing drugs. That's a bold statement, but it's absolutely part of historical fact. Even the 1996 CIA Inspector General testified to Congress that was the case of the crack cocaine epidemic of the 1980s. But let's get into that chapter a little bit here.
Yeah, well, it really goes back, you know, to the formation of the CIA and bringing heroin out of Southeast Asia to fund a lot of their activities, working with the big mafia drug lords like Lucky Luciano back during World War II when they were still the OSS. Then, of course, during Vietnam, there was this whole Golden Triangle in Southeast Asia where, again, a lot of money for covert operations was being, you know, funneled through and also making some private fortunes for some of the agency people. Places like the Nugent Hand Bank, for example, my people might remember that. They were channeling funds through that bank for covert ops, all drug money. And then the Iran-Contra years, it's public record that, although they didn't want to get into it too much in those Iran-Contra hearings, which, by the way, Lee Hamilton was one of the chairs of, the guy who ended up chairing the 9/11 commission. Iran-Contra affair was very much involved with the Contras, you know, being funded by drug money that Oliver North and others were helping raise for them. So, you know, I mean, this has been going on a long time. And Gary Webb, people may remember him. He was the journalist who broke the story in the San Jose Mercury News about the crack CIA connection.
He had a new book coming out vindicating everything he'd previously said, so they shotgunned him twice in the head, and the local police said it was suicide.
That's right. Well, Gary Webb was found dead. I don't know the details of it, but it was allegedly suicide, and of course he was, before that, the media just destroyed him. You know, came out and did this whole series of articles that he was supposedly blowing smoke, and you know, the fact is that he'd come out with something that was absolutely right on, that the drug gangs in L.A. were very involved with the CIA with this. And you know, then you had the whole BCCI, the Bank of Crooks and Criminals, really, scandal in the, a little bit later, and right up to today, where you've got a situation where in Afghanistan, biggest, you know, opium-growing area in the world for heroin coming into this country, the Pakistani intelligence service being very involved, along with the president's brother in Afghanistan with the drug trade, and of course Mexico, where you know, we're supposedly fighting this war on drugs. But the fact is that you know, how many people have been killed between December 2006 and the spring of 2009? More than 10,000 people were killed in those drug wars in Mexico, and you know, I mean, this is all about, again, a lot of people looking the other way while
fighting over the turf. I mean, you've got and that's what's so incredible about this book. I mean, I study this stuff constantly, and I find most books, you know, boring or not accurate information. This is really gold information. This is blue chip writing that we're talking about here, and it's again so bold. I mean, you're learning about how they kill a lot of people that prominently oppose them. I would imagine you've gotten the willies a few times, or, you know, the chills. Have you ever gotten spooked, Dick, knowing you were writing this book and it was coming out? Because you get into the Wall Street conspiracy ripping everybody off by design. You get into the secret plan to destroy democracy, freedom here in the United States with the shadow government and continuity of government. I mean, this book covers it all.
Well, yeah, it does. And yes, it's I wouldn't say it makes me rest easy to have put it out there, but you know, I feel that the truth is important, and the truth is based on a lot of facts that are out there that somebody needed to put together. And you know, I wrote two books on the Kennedy assassination and spent a number of years researching that. And back in those days, in the 1970s especially, yeah, I know I was followed by the CIA and other people. And, you know, I'm not a paranoid type of person, but this is what happened.
You know, and I should have talked more about you today while you were with us. I mean, yeah, you're one of the most well-researched and respected JFK researchers out there. I actually read one of your books something like 10 years ago. I'd even forgotten that. I mean, I knew that you were a JFK researcher and an author, but it's just you've got such a huge body of work. And now another book, American Conspiracies with Dick Russell, available at Infowars.com. Stay with us.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products, and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank. And it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way. And you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
We've got to get Dick Russell on separately for a full hour sometime just on his JFK investigation, because if they're lying about 9/11, lying about JFK, lying about government drug dealing, what else are they not lying about? No, they're lying about basically everything. I mean, it's come out in government documents that I've had the Army watching me, Ron Paul, that they go to our events and spy on us, that Homeland Security spying on even little churches, mainline groups, COINTELPRO that came out in the 70s. All of this is going on today. And finish up talking about some of the things that happened to you when you were writing treatises on JFK.
Well, I had a guy named Richard Nagel who was a CIA, had been a CIA contract agent and also worked for the Russians. And he was one of my main sources and never told me everything he knew, but told me enough. And it's a long story, but we can talk about it some other time on the air. But, toward the end, 1995, anyway, he was found dead the very day that a subpoena from the Assassination Records Review Board appeared in his mailbox. And that shook me up a great deal because I had just given a talk the week before that the review board had listened to and then decided to subpoena him and all his records and interview him, and suddenly he's no longer with us. And so obviously things like that happening give one pause.
Absolutely. In fact, we forget, what was it, 78, that Congress found a probable conspiracy? They said 98%, didn't they?
Well, yeah, they came out with an official published report that there was a probable conspiracy to assassinate President Kennedy, directly contradicting the Warren Commission. Although you wouldn't know that today because, Bugliosi comes out with his big book saying the Warren Commission was right, and that's the book that gets all the review attention along with Posner's book. Conspiracy books, quote-unquote, don't even get reviewed by the mainstream media. I don't think either of my books was ever given a big review. So that's just the way it is, and it has to happen by word of mouth, really, and people talking to their neighbors and saying, hey, you want to know the truth about what happened? Check this out.
Yeah, well, you've certainly risked your life, and I'm going to ask Ventura a question Friday I've never asked him, and I'm going to ask you this now on record, because I told the D.C. madam to do this on record on air, and she said, on record, I'll never commit suicide. She told her landlord, I'm being tracked. They may try to kill me. They did. Let's get it on record, Dick. You're never planning to commit suicide.
No, I'm not. That's absolutely right. I'm never planning to commit suicide.
And so if they find you with a, God forbid, a empty bottle of sleeping pills, they killed you.
I would say that's true. Hopefully that won't happen.
Well, reading some of the people originally involved in the JFK criminal investigation down in Louisiana, Garrison and others, they did make the point. It's important on record to stay public, to stay visible, and to tell people I'm not planning to kill myself. And I want to say that today about Alex Jones because it seems like 30 years ago, they did pretty much kill everybody that criticized them. Now they don't kill as many people, I think, because they realize that whack-a-mole technique isn't working anymore, Dick.
Well, that could be. They certainly, 30 years ago, they killed David Ferry in the Garrison investigation and George DeMorenshield, the supposed suicide, and when the House committee was just about to interview him, and he'd been Oswald's buddy and handler. I interviewed DeMorenshield a couple of times, and at one point I remember his wife calling out, screaming out. Well, we know it was a vast conspiracy. They didn't ever elaborate, however, and he was never allowed to.
We're about to go to break and do five more minutes with you, but separately, we actually first had the audio tape and aired it here. Rolling Stone covered the transcript. What do you think of E. Howard Hunt's deathbed confession?
I don't really know what to make of it exactly because Howard Hunt is somebody that I never put a lot of stock in, whether he was going to be telling the truth or writing another fiction novel, which he wrote many, and he worked for the CIA for a lot of years and was certainly involved in the Watergate.
Stay there. Got a break.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.